Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here, your host. Happy to be here for another episode. Again, me solo. Getting a little bit more used to this. So I wanted to call in just the spirit of still a little bit into New Year's resolutions and starting goals for yourself and jumpstarting. I really wanted to come and talk to you all on this episode just about readiness to change and seeing where you are and if you really are in a place where you're ready to start making some changes for yourself, whether that's stopping a bad habit or starting a new one, launching a project for yourself, making some changes in your personal life, whether it's in your social relationships or with your career. I just wanted to talk about the different stages and just to give you all the opportunity to sit and kind of assess yourself with a goal that you feel is most prevalent for you right now that you are trying to achieve or you feel like you're trying to work on. The motto we're talking a little bit about in kind of fancy smancy psychology terms or behavior change terms is called the trans-theoretical model, or just pretty much basically the stages of change where people are in the process of change and just making a decisional balance on, am I ready to make this change? Am I ready to do what it takes to reach this goal or not? So it's broken down in just a couple of different phases. And I wanted to talk about the different phases and kind of talk about what that could look like at each phase, just to give you the opportunity to see where you may or may not be at. The first stage is called pre-contemplation and or not ready. So this is when you are not really even thinking of making the change. So like I said, this model could be used with just anything. It could be whether you're trying to stop smoking. It could be that business that you're trying to launch, the podcast that you're trying to start up, wanting to get more closer to one of your loved ones. It could be anything. We can apply this to anything. So pre-contemplation is just not really ready. I don't necessarily see the benefit of it, or you don't necessarily see that your behavior, whether it's an action that you're taking or not taking, as problematic. So pre-contemplation is just, I'm not really thinking about this yet. It's not on my mind. Other people could tell you it's a change that you need to make, but it's just not something that you see that you want to do. So other people could be telling you, you know, you would be great if you just did that business, or, you know, you might save a lot of money if you stop smoking cigarettes. You hear it, but it's just not something that you're ready to do. Next stage, when we talk about the readiness to change, is contemplation. So that is where you are thinking about it. You're getting ready. So now you're actually starting to process a little bit about this change and how it might apply to you and why this might be important for you to take. So you're starting to think, let's say, okay, maybe I do need to quit smoking because it is bad for my lungs. I could maybe save some money instead of buying cigarettes. Or with the business idea, okay, maybe I could launch this business. Maybe this would allow me to have more flexibility so I could spend time with my family and loved ones. Maybe it would allow me to use more of my passions and talents in my work and feel more fulfilled. So you're kind of starting to think that I could do this, whether it's stopping a behavior or starting it, but you're also starting to think about what could happen if I don't do this. So will I live a fulfilled life if I don't start this business or try this business that I've said I've wanted to do? Will I get the work-life balance that I want if I don't finally take this leap and try this? Will I live the life that I want to live and be healthy like I want if I don't stop smoking, per se? I'm just using those two examples. So contemplation is you're starting to think about it and you're starting to see some pros and cons and benefits of making the change. Preparation And this is the phases where I really get excited. I love when people are in like preparation and they're just prepping and getting stuff together. That is when you are getting ready to take this action in the near and immediate future. Like, I am going to do this. I have set the date when I am going to start. You know, after I finish this pack of cigarettes, no more. After this quarter at my job, I'm going to try to start this business on the side as a side hustle to see if it's successful first. You know, not just jump and leaping from your job. Preparation is beginning to put things in place or taking small steps towards the goal. And I love preparation. It's just, that's where you really, even me as an early accountability coach, I just love when people are getting in that preparation and we're just pushing stuff together and we're getting ready to launch and do it, because that's just where I come in and I really like to amp people up in that, because I think that's really where you need it, because it gets nerves. And I think at this stage, like in preparation, it does get kind of nerve-wracking. And I know I've been on the eve of getting ready to start things or making changes, and it is. It's kind of like your adrenaline starts pumping. So I love preparation. I love when people are like, no, I'm ready. I want to do this. I need to do this. This is what I need to do to get there. So in preparation too, there's a lot of organizing and kind of thinking some things through what you need to do. All right. Next stage is action. Another one of my favorite phrases. Do it. Just do it. We're not talking about it anymore. We are actually putting the pedal to the metal and making it go. So we're not smoking now. We're starting actually doing our business that we said we were going to do. We're in launch or cessation. And like I said, it could be a behavior that you need to stop. It might be a behavior or a change that you need to make. When it comes to goals, there's different ways of what a goal will look like and what implementation will look like for different people and different goals. So action is just doing it. And this is, I think, where a lot of people get stuck. Some people may start, but a lot of people just don't get it going, getting the momentum, or just saying I'm going to do it, but never actually really doing it. So that's why I'm so big in the preparation stage, because I think that's really where people need a lot of amping up and just reminding. And you can really use sometimes some coaching or accountability group to really make sure you go into action. Make sure you do it. Don't spend so much time in preparation that you never launch forward. So action is a huge one. It's a huge one. Prepare, but do. So action is huge. Next stage is maintenance. So once you have started the action or stopped the behavior that you wanted to stop, it's maintaining it. It's continuing to go on and do it. So if we've stopped smoking, it would be like, okay, now I'm not just on one day of not smoking. Now I'm 90 days in of not smoking, or now I'm 6 months in of not smoking. I've picked up alternate habits to do in place of that. Okay, now I'm 3 months in of doing my business, or 90 days in of doing my business on the side. Now I'm looking to bring somebody else on to help me, maybe a virtual assistant or something of that nature to help me grow. Maybe by this time next year, I can look at transitioning from my job and looking at numbers. So maintenance is really at the point where we want to say you've sustained the action for about 6 months. So really kind of making it stick. And I always say it takes 3 weeks to start a new habit or stop a habit, and really 90 days to make a solid lifestyle change. But definitely at 6 months, you've shown that you've endured a lot of consistency with your goals. Now, in this, in maintenance, people may come into relapse. So that's going back into the old behavior or inaction for some of those goals, and just kind of not doing or doing what you said you wouldn't do. So stopping doing the motions, let's say in your business, having a cigarette, and relapse, as I talked about in prior episodes and on the anniversary episodes. Relapse is hard because it happens to so many people, but you have to pick yourself back up. And what happens a lot of times when relapse, whether it's people trying to stop a habit or implement something new, a lot of times relapse just derails people completely and they just stop. They don't pick back up. And we have to look at relapse in a different frame of mind. And not as in an all or nothing or where we feel like we're just a failure because we didn't do, or we had a moment of weakness, or we made a mistake, what have you. Relapse happens. It's okay. So being able to pick yourself back up and stay clear on your goals, get it back together, get back in motion is one of the greatest things. So relapse happens sometimes to some people, not everybody, but it does happen a lot. But being able to pick yourself back up is huge. So we look at all the stages of change. Where are you? Are you in pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance? Where are you at in terms of the goal that's pressing in your head right now that you want to do? Where do you feel like you're at? And what are the next steps for you? So hopefully this little bit of information gives you a little backdrop or a little bit more understanding in behavior change and how it might apply to you and your goals that you set for yourself and the goals that you can achieve for yourself too. So hopefully this information was helpful. Until next time, thank you for tuning in to the Early Accountability Podcast.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.